Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Gotta tell ya, I'm not surprised that other toy companies are using Barbie's playbook. I think there's enough success there to go around. But for us B2B folks though, we need to be more careful, more strategic. Gone are the days that we can stand out by adding our perspective to the already popular. With crazy crowded markets, it's too easy to look like a cheap imitation. A more strategic question explored in the post was how to use popularity and attention effectively. The bigger question I want to explore here is how do we choose what bandwagon to jump on? Here are two things I look for before recommending to clients that they hitch their wagon to a certain star. First off, I compare the bandwagon to the client's marketplace. Are there enough differences to create another lane? In the Build-A-Bear example, the family-friendly route is far enough away from the subversive humor of the Barbie movie that a collision isn't likely. It's the best of both worlds. Barbie opens the door and Build-A-Bear walks through that and takes a different path. If we can do that, adapt the popularity to our marketplace without looking too similar, then it's an option worthy of consideration. Second, I go past the content and look at the structure. Are there any tactics that would work in our marketplace? And are those strategies easy or difficult to implement? Sometimes popularity creates an openness for collaborations and partnerships that weren't considered before. Success in another area lowers the risk everywhere else. Too many of us use outside forces, such as a popular trend, and just jump in with both feet. We automatically go to content marketing and sales offers. Instead, let's take a beat and look at our internal assets in our marketplace. Look for opportunities that take advantage but not imitate. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.